Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Our next guest, very, very talented musician, someone I saw last week at the Pass It Forward party in Old Town at Perspectives 2, and she does tremendous work, going to be playing tomorrow, I believe, and talking about some arts things the rest of the week with the Great Lakes Folk Festival, but really want to talk to her about the Alzheimer's Field of Love Foundation, and that's Cindy McElroy. Hello, Cindy, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you today?
Just fine. Tell us how this organization came to be.
Well, there were a lot of factors involved in it. My grandmother had Alzheimer's and died in 1987. Then my mother had Alzheimer's and passed away in 2006. My husband and I purchased an Alzheimer's care facility in Jackson the week following my mom's death. And the way it all started was I thought it would be cool to bring attention to Alzheimer's with some sort of a show and music. Mm-hmm. And so I had written a show and with stories and music about Alzheimer's. And so later on, actually, the foundation came to the forefront. What our hope is to help people that can't afford Alzheimer's care, which is, as you know, coming to be a bigger and bigger problem with our economy the way it is here in Michigan and all over the place. So people need help wherever they can get it.
We're going to have Cindy back on this show. She doesn't necessarily know this yet, but we're going to have her back on the show, and we're going to hear some of this music that I heard last week and give her a chance to entertain you. But in terms of Alzheimer's awareness, what is the one message you'd like to get out, Cindy?
I think it's what the name of my show and my foundation is. It's Feel the Love. It's simply to not turn our backs on Alzheimer's and to embrace folks that have Alzheimer's and the families that are caregivers, the professionals that help take care of them, just to embrace it and not to worry about it. There are a lot of people in the world right now. I think 5.3 million people in the United States have Alzheimer's. And there will be a lot more in the future. Their numbers are staggering. Every 70 seconds, someone is diagnosed with Alzheimer's. And I think that my message is simply to feel the love and don't be afraid and embrace it and let it be what it is, because we can't change the way it is. They don't have a cure yet, and we just have to deal with it. So, you know, my mom and my grandmother both had it. You know, I see people with it every day in our nursing home. They're all wonderful people, and they all deserve all the love and attention that we can give them.
Now, your nursing home is in Jackson, but you live in East Lansing or Williamston, right?
Well, I live in, Williamston.
Okay, all right. The difference between Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia is?
I don't know that outwardly there are any differences. I mean, you may not be able to tell. You know, it's sort of the way it comes on, I think, as much as anything. And the way Alzheimer's attacks
more of a clinical difference than
is,
something you would notice or symptoms.
Right. It might be similar to any other sort of dementia, although there's, you know, a tremendous amount of confusion. You know, there's even these days a lot of early onset Alzheimer's going on, you know, something like, I think out of the 5.3 million, it's somewhere in the neighborhood between 200 and 500,000 people have early onset Alzheimer's, which means people in their 30s, 40s, and 50s. I just heard a story of a young family that whose the husband was afflicted with Alzheimer's, and they have children, small children. They're not even in middle school yet, and the mom is, you know, they're young. They're young people. And so it's frightening that they haven't come closer to a cure, or even, you know, well, I think they get closer every day, but it's a long haul.
Yeah, it's a long, long haul if you're someone who has a loved one.
Yeah, with the research and all of that.
Yeah, exactly. Cindy, can you give us more information on how people can find out about the Field of Love Foundation, where they can go for a contact, and where you're going to be performing this week?
Well, they can contact my website. I have a page that about Alzheimer's Field of Love, although it is, I am preparing new material for that.
All right, and that address is?
That would be www.cindymcelroy.com.
Okay, Cindy, M-C-E-L-R-O-Y, right?
Correct.
Okay.
And Cindy, the traditional way to spell it, C-I-N-D-Y.
All right, and you are appearing where this week?
I am appearing at the Music in the Meadow in Langsburg, and I'll play from 10:45 until 11:15. I'm really thrilled about it, and I am going to be performing. Much of my music will be from Alzheimer's Field of Love, the show.
Terrific.
And I'm going to try and abbreviate some of my stories. It's hard to do, but...
Well, we hope that some people will get a chance to see that. If they don't see that, they'll see you very soon. Thanks so much, Cindy. I appreciate you joining us.
Thank you so much, Jack.
All right. We'll be right back. We're going to talk with Carlton McConnell about obesity coming up next on Ebling and You.